once we saw that gap of, you know, how we needed to get better, where we were and where we wanted to get to, when we saw that gap and started to take action, that's when the real progress started. And it's only then when we saw our own internal transformation, our own internal work to do, that's when we decided to grab those books off the shelf and actually start reading them and applying them into action that could be helpful for our child. How is it possible for a parent of a child with autism to become the superhero their child needs now? I'm Len.
And I'm Cass. When our son was diagnosed with moderate to severe autism, we went all in. We spent over a decade learning everything we could on how we could transform to help our son thrive. And guess what? He's doing it. This year, he ran for class president.
Each week on this podcast, we will be sharing the secrets needed for you to become the superhero your child needs.
If you want to learn how to tap into your innate superpowers to help your child thrive, visit AutismParentingSecrets.com. Hello, and welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets. Today's episode is about one simple truth. The greatest gift you can give your child is a stronger, more capable, more resilient you. The secret is, you must transform first.
And this is another fundamental truth, and it really shouldn't be a secret, but for many, this is not known. And for us, it definitely was something we didn't know early on. And sometimes it can take years to learn this. But, you know, after, you know, our son was diagnosed, we, like a lot of other parents, we were gung-ho. We immediately started responding and trying to take actions that we could, you know, but the bottom line is that, you know, if we just stayed where we were, with our existing capabilities and habits that we had at the time, we would have definitely been limiting the progress that our son could have made. So early on, especially with the diagnosis, we weren't super clear on what was happening. You know, we knew what the diagnosis was. And for our son, it was PDD-NOS at the time was the diagnosis, pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified. And for many of you listening, people may have very different diagnoses, but we had that, but we weren't really super clear on what was happening, what the behaviors were that our child was exhibiting, our son Rye, what physical issues he had. We kind of had a sense of things, but, you know, we talked to doctors and we went to specialists. And because of the, you know, the trauma of everything that was happening, I know I wasn't really hearing things really clearly. I was kind of a little bit lost in my own world, and I just didn't really have a good command on what was happening, and particularly some of his more physical issues because he had a lot of gastrointestinal issues. I just wasn't on top of it. And I think at that point, my problem solving and ability to see what was happening and to take action, that was not something that was really, I wasn't in a strong position to make sense of what was happening and to choose what to do about it.
Well, and also here we are, our 18-month-old son is diagnosed with something that we were told is going to be lifelong. We were told that his, you know, the hope for him was life skills. So it was definitely traumatic in the diagnosis. And we just did everything we could to go after it as best as we knew at that time without realizing this secret existed.
Yeah, because we were not looking internally at all. But the reality is how we were at the time, it was definitely limiting his opportunity to be a happy, healthy, connected kid. And, you know, so again, the secret that we really want to go in deep today, and it may be a little bit controversial for some, but the secret is that if you do transform into a stronger, more capable version of yourself earlier in the journey, at the start of the journey, or at least early in the journey, then it will dramatically improve how that journey feels and where it leads.
Some of you might be thinking, what, me? I have to transform? I'm not the one with the diagnosis, right? My child needs this. They're the one with the diagnosis. And we stayed in this whole, we're going to fix him mode for at least a year. I think it was closer to 2 years. And by that meant we were going to find the right people to fix him. We were going to find those experts. We were going to find what was going to help. It had nothing to do with us, right? He was broken and we weren't. We were looking, you know, outside, not inside. And, you know, we bought so many books and we, of course, didn't read most of them, right? And we talked to so many experts and we didn't necessarily implement that. But it wasn't about us. It was about him.
Yeah. So in short, we did. We dove in and we didn't transform first. And, you know, when we did that, we dove in without working on our own stuff. You know, we dove in with our blind spots, the uninformed views we had on things. And we also dove in with our perhaps unrealistic expectations, you know, and at least in my mind, you know, I dove in with all these kind of truths that were in my head about, you know, things I learned about how I was raised and feeling like that was the right operating manual. And bottom line, you know, none of that helped. We were in a totally different situation with a very unique child. And so once we saw that gap of, you know, how we needed to get better, where we were and where we wanted to get to, when we saw that gap and started to take action, that's when the real progress started. And it's only then when we saw our own internal transformation, our own internal work to do, that's when we decided to grab those books off the shelf and actually start reading them and applying them into action that could be helpful for our child.
Right. And also start working with people that would actually help us work and point out our own stuff. Because a lot of times it's finding that support who's willing to have honest conversations with you. You know, I remember being in the playroom with my son and, you know, I was judging what he was doing and someone's like, why are you doing that? And it was like, I never realized I was doing that. So it's really the transforming is simple, but it's definitely, if you're like me, it's not going to be easy. Maybe you're not like me and maybe it can be easy, but for me, I know it wasn't easy. But step one, right? Acknowledge your role in this, right? You are the most important person for your child. You have this power. So you might not be an autism expert, but you are your child's expert.
Yep. And once you acknowledge it, it's really just a matter of having an honest assessment of where you think you are. And, you know, we have a score that we, with clients we work with, we have a score that kind of assesses where they are in a number of different dimensions. But, you know, for yourself to wanting to take action now, you could just make a simple list of what are the skills or the capabilities you think you're going to need and just assess 1 to 10, where do you think you are? And if you're wondering like what categories, you know, you can start with intuition, right? What's your current sense of how much can you trust yourself? How much do you feel like you have a sense of what's right for your child? You know, on a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being full trust in your intuition and 1 being, you know, practically no trust, you know, you can kind of just say, where am I currently and where do I want to get to? And if it's not intuition, you know, maybe it's on this idea of being clear on what's happening, like I was alluding to earlier. And maybe right now you're a little bit murky on the details. Maybe you're a 3 out of 10 or so, and you want to get higher. And then it also could be maybe even just problem-solving skills, because a lot of what we experience with our kids are symptoms and behaviors or things that they're needing. And we're wanting to try to figure out, okay, well, what's going on and what might be useful? So even on problem-solving, you may have a sense that, you know, I'm a really good problem solver, or maybe that's something I don't think I do so well. Assess where you are and just put out there, where do you want to get to? Do you want to get to an 8 or a 9 or even a 10? So just knowing where you are and where you want to get to is the next key step.
Right. And part of that too, you know, food's another category you could think about too, is like nourishment is another one just to put on that scale. But also besides that, it's really create a target of where you want to be. So like, what's your 2-week goal, right? So if it's food, what do you want to do in the 2 weeks feeding wise to get there for food? Maybe it's, hey, one of our clients, awesome, she shared with me that she is now given up 50% of all breakfast food is now non-processed. Like she gave up processed food. That was one of her big goals. But thinking about where do you want to be in 2 weeks is kind of what's setting that target.
Right. And that's different than, you know, and overall, you might want to be, you know, at an 8 or a 9, you know, down the road. But right now it's like, how do we make something more tangible in the short term? So just say 2 weeks, where do I want to get to? And, you know, also as you're doing that and you're seeing that gap and you're choosing something to take action on, try to enlist help, you know, bring someone in. If it's your spouse, that'd be great. Or even a friend, you know, having someone else involved in something that you're committing to, even if it's a simple action over the next 2 weeks, can really make a big difference.
Also, commit to improving something every day, right? So choose that one thing each morning, you know, and do a check-in before you go to bed. So if, let's say, one example Len had gave was intuition, right? Hey, how much did I trust myself today? What would be that score you give yourself each day, you know? Or if food was it, how did we score a child on, you know, food today? So just thinking about it and just kind of doing a check-in with yourself each day, you know, at the beginning and the end of day to see how you did.
Yeah, in the morning time and right before bed are magic periods to just reflect and to get clearer and, you know, be easy on yourself. You know, if you committed to try something and it didn't work out, if distractions came and you forgot about something that you were intending that day, be easy on yourself and just try it again the next day. Just be, you know, persevere and be persistent. And if something did go your way, take the time before bed to savor that victory, even if it's minor. And the idea is setting up a whole series of daily victories can really accumulate and change everything if you kind of stick with it. So that before bed and right when you first wake up, time periods can be really magical. Also, as you're embarking on this and this transformation, which can seem daunting initially, but if you're on this road and you have the courage to put yourself out there, there's a lot of stuff that's going to get in the way. And so just to be aware of it and to be more prepared can make a big difference as well. So the first one is just your own overconfidence, maybe even arrogance or pride. You know, we all have that to some degree. And so that might give you some resistance to doing this inner work. So be aware of that. And, you know, the only solution here is just to drop it. Drop it, go all in, be open, be coachable. And if you do, you'll be amazed how much can happen. And, you know, in addition to that, none of us have time and excess energy when we're in the middle of something like this trying to help our child. So the lack of time, everyone's going to say that that's an objection. That's something that's a challenge. But, you know, bottom line is you will find time for the things that are important. And we would argue that this transformation and doing this inner work, there's nothing more important because this improves everything and your child benefits.
And right. And if you're setting it up at the beginning and end of a day, like we said, it's probably odds are it's a little bit more quiet in your house than others. So it's just these little tiny check-ins, we're talking a couple seconds, can pay big dividends, right? Now, if you think about it from other people, like family members or even other autism parents might think you're crazy, but that's okay. You know what? This is something that you are doing for yourself. It's not about getting someone else's blessing or approval, because really this is about your transformation. It's not about them transforming. It's about you and how you're going to show up for your child, right? And you also, there might be some old relationships that might need some shedding. It's kind of like a snake, right? When they're taking their skin off. But it's really, don't worry, because sometimes when you shed old relationships, new ones are then able to blossom. And you're going to find those new friendships that have, you know, a different kind of bond than the previous ones, but ones that you're going to make sure that they're ones that feel right for you, because you're going to be trusting yourself and trusting your intuition. And that is so, so key.
Yeah, so those are some of the things, that's some of the shit that could get in the way. But now, even more exciting though, is what's this going to feel like as you transform, as you rise? Well, number one, you'll definitely feel more confident and you'll feel more power. You'll feel more powerful because power comes from growth and learning. And, you know, the idea of if you're in this place and you're becoming more observant, you're becoming more confident, you know, then you're going to be less likely to just throw money at, you know, anything and everything that comes and see what sticks. A lot of times with, you know, trying to help a child with autism, there's a whole host of interventions that are out there. And you know, we definitely don't think it's a recipe for success to just try everything. You know, the idea is, can you get into that stronger position, a clearer position, and then choose to invest in those few things that really are a really good fit for your child? That's the sweet spot that you really want to get to.
Keeping in mind, like, the team you also surround your child with so matters. And as you've gone through this transformation, people who you thought might have been amazing, you'll be like, hey, you know what? Maybe we need to make some changes. Or, you know what? It could be, you know, the therapist, it could be the doctors, it could be whoever you're surrounding your child with, you might reevaluate. And that's okay, because it's all about what is right for your child at that time, right? So it's all that fluidity, because you are transforming. You are going to know what's best for your child, and you're going to be able to trust yourself to make those decisions really wisely.
So here, what's the trade-off, right? You invest and you make this transformation. You do the inner work. You do that, you will save time, money, energy. All those are things you can never get back. So that there's a real, real payoff from doing this. And, you know, it's so worth it if you can at least see what those benefits are that come, and they don't take a long time to come. You'll start seeing results and you'll start feeling the progress sooner than you think. So bringing all this down, we always like to wrap up each of our episodes with practical things that people can do today. And here we'll just pick up kind of what we talked about earlier, right? That list that we talked about, those areas where maybe you see that you have an opportunity to rise to a stronger position. You know, just choose one today. What's the one where you feel like you have the most opportunity? And again, is that intuition? Is that, you know, getting clearer on what's happening, or problem solving skills, or pick anything that resonates with you? Just choose that one area. And then the second step, just rate yourself 1 to 10, and where do you want to be? And then it's the third step where we bring it all home.
Right. And that's all choosing one action, right? What's going to help you close that gap? If it's clarity, you might choose to journal every day, right? And thinking about, as you're journaling, why is your child spinning? What's the reason? What do they need? What about food and behaviors? Just get better at noticing and stay curious. And if that's too much, just meditate for 10 minutes. The other thing that I do is sometimes if I, you know, looking for what's that reason, like what's going on behind like a behavior or something, I'll ask myself that question right before I go to bed. And oftentimes I will have the answers when I wake up. So that's just another way to kind of think about this too, as you go after it.
Yep. So just choose one area, ultimately come up with one action that'll give momentum and get you going in that right direction. So in summary, the whole concept is to transform first, and the sooner you do it, the better. Because this transformation, this stronger, more capable version of yourself, as that happens, that lasts for the duration of the journey. Your child wins big because they'll be a more confident, a stronger, and perhaps a more relaxed and connected and more present parent navigating that journey. And your child will notice.
And the cool thing is, it's not just for your child, because that transformation for you too is truly amazing. And for you to be stronger, more confident, more resilient, you know, trusting yourself, like that's just a game changer for life in general.
Yeah, we know everyone's here because they want to help their child, but let's be honest, you also deserve a journey that doesn't feel as hard. And so this whole concept of transforming and doing your inner work gives you that opportunity for a journey that just feels better. So we really hope this has resonated. Please, if this is something that you're finding useful, we would so appreciate if you could rate this podcast and give us a review. And especially if you have certain topics, or if you have certain information that you're looking for us to cover, we would love to hear from you. And if you put it in a review, then we will definitely read every review and we will take that to heart. And we would love to craft these episodes with content that is really, really something that you're interested in. So please review and rate. We would really appreciate it, and would help us to also reach more people, the more people are engaged in letting us know what they think.
All right. Well, thank you. We look forward to connecting with you all next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Autism Parenting Secrets.
If you're not already subscribed to this podcast, be sure to do that right now. And if you could, please rate and review this podcast. This will help other parents find us and benefit as well. And feel free to let us know what you'd like to hear in future episodes.
Also, head over to AutismParentingSecrets.com and take our free assessment to discover your top superpowers today. Until next time, don't forget, you are the superhero your child needs now.